I know that you have heard people say, no matter whatever happens to me, I'll never leave the Lord. You've heard people that say, you've heard people say that I've backslid and I'm not what I used to be. And you can sit there and say, well, you'll never catch me doing that. You'll never catch me backsliding. Oh, no siree. God's been too good to me. Amen. That He brought me out of the miry clay. He was there when I was hungry. He fed me. And my Lord said to me, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, but lo, I'm with you always, even to the ends of the world.
Yeah.
We can say a whole lot when we're on the mountain.
Right.
Come on,
right.
We can say a whole lot when we got a good bank account. Yeah. Amen. We can say a whole lot when everything's going good. But when it begins to get bad. See, we know that the Word of God, speaking of Simon Peter, he's the same one that said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God.
Yeah.
And the Lord looked at him when he said to those disciples, Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? The reply, John the Baptist, Jeremiah, one of the prophets, Elijah. Peter speaks up and says, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. I want to preach tonight that God knows everything.
Yes, He does.
Yes, He does.
I said, God knows everything.
Yes, He does.
He knows who's going to be saved today. He knows who's backsliding tonight, today.
Preach!
Isn't it something that He has every hair on your head numbered? He knows everything.
Yes, He does.
It's amazing that He knows our thought before the thought comes.
Yes, sir.
Isn't it something He knows every step that we took in the day, every word?
Yeah.
He does keep records.
Yes, He does.
I said He does keep records.
Amen.
But I've learned the only way to get that record that's not right erased is to repent and turn from it.
Amen.
That's the only way that clears the record. Amen to the Lord.
Yes.
Here when Peter spoke up, and isn't it something? It wasn't the Lord standing there giving him the revelation, but he said, Blessed are thy Simon Bar-Jonah,
yeah.
For flesh and blood has not revealed this. Amen. And he said, My Father which is in heaven has revealed this to you. And you will be given the keys to the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
Whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. What you loosen, what God was saying. And that revelation to Peter, Christ said to him, Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
Come on, brother.
It's not long from there. When you read in the book of Luke from Matthew, you will read there that one day, here it is, our same Savior, He looked at Simon and said to Simon, 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 Satan desires you. What He was saying, He's coming after you.
Yeah.
He wants you. He desires you. And yet you can look at the scripture and say, Delight thyself in the Lord, and He'll give you the desires of your heart.
Yes,
amen
to God. Come on, brother.
I believe Peter desired. He desired, he loved the Lord very much. Hear me what I'm saying. But he would never thought in a thousand thousand years possibly that he would ever deny Jesus Christ. He loved him. He loved him so much. And yet when the Lord said, I'm going to build my church upon that rock.
Yeah.
The revelation, and he said, the gates of hell shall not prevail against you. What he was saying, whatever the devil does, he'll never be able to destroy that. That word is forevermore settled in heaven tonight. Do you hear that? Whatever comes our way. I've read in this book, even here's Paul fighting the enemy. There was a time he fought the beast of Ephesus. He fought times. He was stoned. He was shipwrecked, snake bitten. But nothing separated him from the love of God. Here's Christ. Here's his disciple. Peter sees him. When he one time, he's in the boat, he sees him out there, and he says, Lord, if it's you, bid me to come. He's always seemed like he's on the front line. He comes out of that boat and he's going, but all of a sudden his faith fails him. Do you hear me? He sees the wind, he sees that storm, he sees that. I don't believe God sent that. Because the Lord was asking him, come to me, come on to me. He was saying to him, you come, but the devil came in on that. Do you know that? Oh, I just don't believe that. That same devil was up on that mountain, tempting the Lord. Do you hear me? Turn the stones into bread. He was there 40 days and night, tempted of the devil. He's hungry. And the first thing the devil said, he knows he's hungry. Turn that stone into bread. Prove who you are. I can tell you, God knows who we are. God knows our fault. God knows why we're here. God knows why I'm here. God knows how much you love him and how much you think you love him.
Thank you, brother.
I said, oh God.
Yeah.
Our love can change. That was last night. That love in the book of Revelation, first church, they left that love. That love was no longer there. Now, I believe Peter loved him here. I believe this. And Peter spoke up and he said, I will not. I will die for you. I'll go to prison for you. And the Lord turns around and says, you're going to deny me. This day, the cock crows, you'll deny me thrice. Do you hear that? God help us. It's like say, Lord, but you and I tonight, we can deny him in the way we live. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? We can deny him in our walk with him. I can tell you, you and I must let our light shine before a dark world that they will see the good work of God in our lives. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? I'm not in one day and out the next day. I may be someday down feel like I'm crawling, but I'm still moving on. I can tell you, there's a story. It's a story got some good moral about it. It was the rabbit and the turtle, the hare, do you hear me? They got in a race. Well, if I was a betting man, I'd say the rabbit will outrun the turtle any day. Is that right? Is that right? I can tell you, I used to hunt. When that rabbit jumped up, pew, he's headed out of there. You walk across the turtle, and here he is. Amen. Do you hear me? So here was a bet. That turtle and that rabbit. We're going to run the race and see who's best. Who's best in the race? Do you hear me? Well, when the race started, pew, and here goes the turtle. All you saw was dust left behind. He's eating the dust from the rabbit fire. You ever saw that story or that cartoon?
Yeah,
amen to the Lord. And you know everybody, now listen to me, everybody's cheering on for the turtle. Come on now. Well, I'm telling you, we're in this race, but the devil's going to try everything to knock you out of it. Do you hear me? That's why we got to run this race with patience. The turtle just kept on it going. Kept on it going. Well, one day we're up, and the next day we're down. But the turtle just keeps on enduring. Keeps grass on it, the red, we'll lay down and sleep a while and go on, and he's working back every once in a while. Wonder where the turtle is. I left him a mile back there, but the turtle is just keep on going all the time. He's waiting. Well, I wonder where that turtle is. But the turtle is done, got up. How did he get up here? He endured. I may not run all the time, but I'm still fighting the good fight of faith. I'm still pressing on to the kingdom of God. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? Howdy. That rabbit, he just began to play the game. Hear me what I'm saying? Oh, just playing the game. That rabbit said, that rabbit never believed that turtle could outwit him. Do you hear me? Impossible. Impossible. And here it is. And that's just what the problem is. We'll get running one day, and the next day, here comes the devil.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right now. Oh, and that devil, Paul, he's in prison. He's in prison, but he's still running the race.
Yeah.
Do you hear me what I'm saying? He's in there. They've cast out a devil out of that person. Oh, Lord God, they're beat, they're thrown into prison. And I can tell you, why am I in this shape? This is bad. It don't look good. Can't even see you. Silas, all I can do is hear you talk. But I can tell you, we're in here for a reason. I can tell you, but I can hear him say, we can sing and we can pray. Pray lest you fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Is that right? Have you ever? Well, when Peter spoke up and said, I'll go to prison, I can tell you, God help him. I can tell you, when the Lord said, you're going to deny me, I just couldn't hardly believe that. One time he said there, you're all going to forsake me. Every one of them, they all said, we're not going to do that. Do you hear me? We've seen you raise the dead. We've seen you open the blind eyes. We've seen you walk on the water. My Lord, we've seen you cast out devils. Oh, there ain't no devil can stop us. I'm telling you, the Bible says, woe unto the inhabitants of the earth, for Satan's come down in great wrath, because he has but a short time left. My God, don't you play with that world. You know, we said to our little children at time, you probably have, don't let me catch you playing with those matches. Now they got big lighters. Come on now, do you hear me what I'm saying? Next thing, the house is on fire. Amen. Johnny blames it on Billy. Billy blames it on Susie. Is that right? I can tell you. God help us tonight. What we need to do is put on the whole armor of God. We must put it on. The Lord didn't say he'll put it on. He said you put on that. When you come to church tonight, you had to put the shoes on. You had to put some clothes on to get here. Do you hear me? The Lord didn't put that on for you. You have that part. You have that part to do. We have a part, and what we do when we've done all to stand on the word of God, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against us. Do you hear me what I'm saying? I thought, Lord God, here's Peter. He just can't believe it. And here it is. It's the devil after you. If you're a Christian, and you love the Lord serving him, you are a target for the devil. You are a target just as much. There's a bullseye on you. And the devil says, I know who Jesus is. And he knows who is in us. He knows if Christ is in there, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Do you hear me? But he knows I can say it, but the problem, I can be in the world. Do you hear me? That devil looked. Oh, they're going to cast out the devil out of the person, but they could not do it. The devil spoke out and said, Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. But who are you? He knows where the flesh is, and he knows where the Spirit of God is. Just the way it is. Just the way it is. Here. And something when Jesus said, Simon, Simon, Satan desires to have you that he may sift you as wheat. He wants to get a hold of you. I'm too close to you, Lord, for the devil to get a hold of me. I've seen you cast those devils out. Those 70 that you sent out there, they cast out devils. They healed the sick and they came back and said the devils are subject to us. Oh, Lord God, I can tell you who the devil is subject to. The child of God that's filled with God. That's where the devil, that devil knows. I know that I know. Some years ago, well, not long ago, if you may not picture me here, I'm in Peru. I'm in one of the worst prisons in the world. There look like animals living there. The stench, the rot, man with man. It's just vulgar, everything. Lord, the Lord opened that door there. Turn out, apparently, the number one prison in the world, the worst it could be. That I mean, it's rotten in there. The stench is in there. Men everywhere, filthy, filthy, filthy. And I can tell you, here it is. I'm going through there. They're there, they're looking at you. They're possessed, they're murderers, they're thieves, they're prostitutes, everything there are there. I'm telling you, I know who's in there. The devil's in there, but he knows I'm coming. Come on now. You can't lock the devil in that prison. He can go out of that prison anytime, but he wants to lock you in that prison. He wants you to go to hell. He knows he's on his way there. I said, Lord, I'm in there. Well, I met the warden over the prison, gave him a Bible, prayed for him, claimed to be a Christian. Well, went back, I believe, another time, been there about 3-4 times. What they done? Here, even those men were in prison, they hated that warden. They hated him. And what they done, that warden seemed like a wonderful man. Not that old of a man. Seemed like a wonderful man. God moved on him. Here it is. Come to find out. He walks out of that prison, walks just across the street, sits down, we could throw a rock to the entrance of that place. He sits down to maybe get a coffee or something to drink. All of a sudden, a bunch of cars pulls up to him, shoots him right in the head twice, kills him, assassinates him. I can tell you, it was the devil and those men in there. They wanted him executed. Do you hear me? That's the same way with the devils. They wanted to kill Paul. They wanted to kill Peter. Do you hear me? The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I've come that you might have life. And my own life more abundantly. What he said, if God be for you, who can be against you? Assassinated, pulled up there, shot him in the head, and left. And don't know who did it. Oh, I thought, Lord God, we can be in a physical prison or we can be in a spiritual prison. Do you hear me what I'm saying? The devil takes him captive at his will. Oh, do you hear that? You see our young people down here on drugs, on alcohol, sex, and all of that. I can tell you, the devil got a hold of them. And they can't get free. It's not a 10-step program. Do you hear me? You can send them to drug rehabilitation. He'll just talk to them, feed them a bunch of medicine, and when they get out, the devil's right there. Do you hear me? Yeah. Do you hear me? The only way we can defeat the devil is not with carnal things, but what? Spiritual things. Our weapons are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down a stronghold. Do you hear?
Yeah.
You know, they couldn't. When that man brought his son to the disciples, they couldn't cast the devil out. Because he said, this kind cometh out but by prayer and fasting. You know, we used to say, we need to pray. We got some children in bondage. Amen. We got some children in bondage.
Yeah.
And we pray for them. But I'm going to tell you, it's going to take the power of God.
Yeah.
It's going to take the church to bind the enemy. The Lord, just like he said to Peter, upon this word, a rock, That's that word of God. You can bind that. You can bind it. What you bind on earth, I'll bind it in heaven with you. Do you hear me? I'm down here representing him, and he's up there representing the church. Is that right? That's right. It was Christ representing the kingdom of God, Almighty God the Father. Everything was in him. Oh, God. We'd say, oh, Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost in it. I'm telling you, get full of the Holy Ghost, and the devil will know where you're at. Do you hear me? And if you don't, the devil's going to come in your house and he's going to take it over. He's looking for a house to live in. Do you hear me? He's not interested to come in this church and just sit on the pew. He walked in this church tonight in a dress or in a suit or in a body, just like Christ. Christ don't come just to sit down in here. He comes in you and me. We live, we move, we have our being. It's Christ in us, the hope of glory. He's not interested coming in this service and not being part of it. Do you hear me? Many members, but one body, and the body belongs to the Son of the Most High God, Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, tonight, I don't go home with Billy, walk in that house, open the door, go to help myself. It's not my house. Do you hear me? Well, I'm telling you, when the devil comes in, he'll do whatever he can to you. He'll have you in the most rottenest way. I'm telling you, he's come to steal, kill, and destroy. I can tell you, how can Peter be so closed, and yet, the devil wanted him? Because the closer and the more you get closer to God, the more the devil wants you.
Oh, yes.
Amen. He wants to destroy everything that God is in. Amen. Do you hear that? How does he do it? He gets us. He gets us letting down on prayer. He gets us letting down on reading the Word. He gets us letting the little things, the little foxes. There was a sister in the state of Louisiana. I might have shared it here. And she, her dad, her mom, pastors the church there. I was pastoring. They're up older now. And the rest of the family. And here was a wonderful young sister, a woman, not a teenager, but a grown woman. She would go, like to go missions work and all of that. A wonderful sister in the Lord. And we were there. And she said that here she had a dream. And in that dream, she said she saw her dad, her mom, and rest of the family go, caught up to be with the Lord. It was a dream. And she woke up scared about that dream. But in the dream, she did not go. She was left there. She began to seek the Lord. Why? What's wrong? What's wrong here? Why didn't I go? The family went. God was showing her in that dream, you would not go if I came. Do you hear me? Your mom, your dad, your brothers, they would go, but you wouldn't. You would have never expected that. As much as we knew, she was one of the nicest women, sisters in that church. Very nice, very humble. Worked for the Lord. I believe she's probably now maybe in her 40s or more, and she was like totally sold out to the Lord. She wasn't looking for Romeo. She wasn't looking for George Billy. She was sold out to the Lord. But in that dream, guess what? She stayed. She questioned, why, Lord? If I had a dream like that, I'd want to know why too, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you want to know if mom, dad went, brothers, sisters went, and in the dream, you knew it was the Lord giving it to you? Wouldn't you begin to examine yourself? Wouldn't you begin to ask questions? Why? I'm saved. I go to church. Supposed to be filled with the Holy Ghost, on and on. And the Lord told her, it's the little foxes. The little foxes. Oh, see, come on now, hear me. God ain't going to take us with sin in our life. He was showing her there's things in your life, it has to go. God is a sincere God, a holy God, but he will show us, my Lord, the little foxes can get in. Amen. Here it is. Know you not, a little leaven leaveth the whole lump. What God was saying, get that out. Get it out. Hey, because the longer you leave it in, it's like you. You go to the hospital, you got a pain, not feel good. Look pretty good. You go there, they run the test, and they come back. and said, there's a tumor in you. You got cancer. Well, what is it? It's just a small one. But you know what it is. Well, we're going to get it out of you. We hope it don't spread through the body. That's what cancer does. It can start in one place, and next thing you know, it's all through the body. Do you hear me? Well, I can tell you that's what sin, when it gets into the church, it starts getting in the other bodies. Do you hear me? As much, I'm telling you, you hear somebody coughing, sneezing, and they want to walk up and talk to you. Come on now. Oh, do you hear me? They're coughing their hands. They want to stick their hands out. Have I got any of that germ killer? Hear me what I'm saying? Do you hear me? We go to the hospital, squirt some of that on me. Hear me what I'm saying? We go to the nurse, squeeze all that on me. Well, I'm telling you, that's a germ. But it's no comparison in sin. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? Oh, God, I know this for a fact. You talk of age. Do you hear what age? Here it is. In Ohio, they're going crazy there. They're going crazy. And you know, one time age was breaking news. Breaking news. Everything about age. Age. All of a sudden, you don't hardly hear nothing about it anymore. Well, I'm telling you, not just long ago, what's happening now, age is on the rise. It's literally rising more and more. And you got these people carnal minded. What they're saying, we've got to do something. We got to stop it. Oh, everything, suicide, drugs, everything. But we got to stop this age. It's spreading, just totally spreading bad. And all of a sudden, they come up with an idea. Well, they're changing needles. They're using their needles and the drugs and that. Well, they got that one. If you overdose, they get to you quick enough. They give you a shot. They keep you from dying. Hear me what? If they don't get to you in time, you're dead. And that's just how it happens. The devil's killing them. Do you hear me? He's killing people every day. Do you hear me? I don't believe that. Something's wrong with you. You're blind. Do you hear me? They're murdered. Cincinnati kills them every day down there. Man, Lord, and it's not just a 30. It's children down there. Rape and murder. Lord, help me. When a mother will put her baby, a little baby, in a microwave and push the button and burn it alive in there. God help us. When a young little girl has a baby, takes it out there and buries it alive in the dirt. My God, can't we see? The devil has a short time, and the church needs to know what we know the devil knows.
Amen. Come on.
Amen. We got a short time. And here, listen, we got an ideal. Big, educated, professing themselves wise, they become fools. Now, what they're doing, they got a big bus. And now what they're doing, they're going to different places. And on the news, that medical bus will be at so-and-so place, so-and-so hours. And what they're doing, they're giving out free needles. Somebody's paying for it. Do you hear me? And they come there to get those free needles. And what they're figuring, listen what this world is. This world is an enemy. It's an enemy. My God, it's an enemy. And so are we if we're a friend of it.
Yeah.
Here, what happened? They come out and finally said, well, listen, we'll give them needles, that way they won't exchange you with one another. Because at that age, and it's exploding again, if that age is in that blood and they share it, you just now put age in your body. Do you hear me? I can tell you why that doctor looks like a robot. He don't want no blood on him. Your blood could have something in it he don't want. Do you hear me? Well, I'm telling you, but the blood of Jesus Christ will cleanse you from every sin, every devil there is. There it is. They're giving out those needles. And you know, they're giving them out free. Well, they said, if you're going to use it, at least you're, and the reason it come out, guess what they finally came out and said about it? What it is, we would rather give them free needles, hear me, because and what it is, keep them from getting AIDS, because it's cheaper that way, because to treat one AIDS person with AIDS is multitudes of thousands of dollars. So it's better to give you a free needle Do you hear that? Even that world's got some little idea about something, what they're saying. Give them that needle. It's a clean needle. They'll use it. They won't get AIDS. Because if they use that needle over and over, but I can tell you, when they run out of needles and they don't, they're going to share the new ones they just got. Do you hear me what I'm saying? They're trying to come up with every gimmick, everything. I can tell you, but all of that, they don't want Jesus. They just want to do it their way. And I'm telling you, God help us. We need the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost to come in the church and set every one of them. They talk like the medical said it's somewhere $30,000-$40,000 to treat one AIDS person. So the needle is cheaper to give it to them. Maybe they won't get AIDS. Oh Lord. That's like giving a child a pistol loaded and cocked and say, now don't you shoot yourself, Johnny, 6 years old. I guarantee you that bullet, that gun will go off for no time. And there's something, God help me. Little kid climbs up. Lord, church, oh God, we can sleep like Samson and we'll wake up. We can go. The Bible says, wake unto righteousness and sin not. Sin will rock you to sleep.
Yeah, it will, brother.
It'll rock you to sleep. I can tell you, Delilah will play with your curly locks.
Hey.
Come on now. Come on now. Oh, don't you love me, Samson? Oh, I sure do. I sure do. Well, I need to know, where is your strength lying? See, the devil couldn't get to that. Come on now. She said, well, don't you love me? Oh, he just laid in his lap of that beautiful woman. Don't that world make an appealing to people? Don't that world make an appeal to people? It does to the flesh. It does to the flesh. Just smooth. Just smooth and smooth and smooth. Next thing you know, he's sound asleep. She just took those wrists, bind them up, got those all wrists all bound up, and guess what happened? Guess what happened? Samson! The Philistines are upon you! That's the enemy. We just can't see that enemy. But the Holy Ghost can. Amen. Amen to God. Even the Bible said, even this book said, they gave Satan a seat in the house of God.
Yeah.
And you know what he started doing? He got them committing fornication and adultery with one another. Woo! And you know what he went after? He went after that leadership. Have you ever read that in Revelation? It's in there, you believe it or not. If you read it, you got to say, Brother Patterson, that's the truth. I read it in the Word of God. Do you hear what I'm saying? God help us. Here it was. Here, they got over there, and the Lord reacted fighting over that. He hates sin, but he loves your soul. Amen to God. And he that sinneth shall surely die. If you don't repent and get rid of it, he's as much as wanting to save you, as much as wanting to forgive you.
Yeah.
I believe that, Billy. Well, here it was. Samson, the Philistines were upon you. He got up, still had the power of God. But all the time, the devil's playing a little bit more.
Yeah.
That devil knows. He knows what appeals you. It's like that. It's like you take that trap. And you say, what is rabbits like? They like carrots.
Yeah.
I know what I'll do. I'll just set that trap. Put that carrot in there.
Yeah.
And when that rabbit that comes by, there's that carrot. Mm-hmm. That cage is all camouflaged.
Yeah.
Ooh, see, that is his nature. He likes carrots. That old man, he has a nature too.
Right.
That's why you better renew that new man continuously.
Yes, amen.
Being renewed in the spirit of your mind. Hear me what I'm saying. Put on that new man and give no provision to the flesh. Oh, that rabbit walks up there. That carrot in there. He just goes in there and it's hanging there. It's just as pretty as can be. He grabs it and when he pulls, the trap comes down. I know. Oh, I know. Years ago, the Lord showed me. I was looking and I saw this beautiful crystal water just going by. And I'm looking at that water. And I looked down at that water and I saw a beautiful coin, a big, beautiful coin. Well, that coin appealed to my eyes. Do you hear me what I'm saying? Oh, watch them eyes. Be careful what you look at. I look down there, and I'm going to reach down in that water and get hold of that beautiful coin. And all of a sudden, when I started, the Lord showed me below that coin was a big trap set. All was waiting for me to stick my hand. And I can tell you, that trap really got me. I can tell you, God knows where every trap the devil's got set for you.
Yes, he does, brother. Come on.
Lord, you order my steps according to your word. Let me know. If the devil could have killed you, he would have done it. He would have done it. But I'm telling you the truth, church. Oh, you say, well, it'll never hit home. Don't you think for one minute that devil's going to come by your home and not want to get into it. Give no place to the devil. We ought to be shouting Pentecostals by now.
Amen.
Amen. It's the truth. And the more we play, the more and more he gets the stronghold. Amen. Samson, Satan desires to have you. I believe God dealt with that man. Because God is a loving Savior. Because he said we're not to be ignorant of Satan's devices. Is that right? Even Paul said the Lord delivered me out of the mouth of the lion. In this book, Peter, I believe Peter, 2 Peter 5, and I think about 10, 11 there. Your adversary, the devil, as a lion. Oh, but the Lord said be sober. Be vigilant. Be sober. That means be. You ever saw a man drunk? You're running everything.
Yeah.
Hear me what I'm saying.
Yeah, you're all over the place.
That's why you're going down the road and a policeman pulls up close to you. Oh, you better stay in your lane. Hear me what I'm saying. All of a sudden you're over here a little bit, over there a little bit, over there. All of a sudden that blue light comes on.
Yeah.
He walks up to you. He said, you know why I pulled you over? That's marijuana I smell. Oh, I don't care about that stuff. Looks in the back. Here, sir, would you step out? What for? I'll find out. Steps out. I want to give you a test here. Yeah, what is it? I want you to put your finger to your nose. And hold your finger to your... What's wrong? Nothing. I want you to put one foot in front of another one. Give me a little more chance there. Next thing he's laying on the floor.
Yeah.
Sir, you're under arrest. What for? They take you into the place. Say, now I want you to breathe in this tester. I refuse to breathe. And it's an automatic. It's an automatic. And he's so dumb to know if you don't blow in it, you're guilty.
Yeah.
Amen to God. Well, I've been on some narcotics. Well, where's the prescription? I ran out. No, yeah, you ran out. But now you're caught. God gives you and me a space of repentance. Have you ever read that in this book? God gives you and me a space to repent. And if we don't repent, you know what he does? That's it. It's long suffering. Well, I've been doing this for so long. You better stop it. Many men and women, their marriages was broke up to this day because that man got his eye on another woman, or that woman got her eye, and a little by little, all it is maybe meeting after work and have a hamburger. meeting night, but we don't do all the people know us around here. Amen. We got to do, and all the time, that you won't get caught. You won't get caught. Be sure your sin will find you out. The devil knows that. Here it is. Peter said, I'll die and I'll go to prison. You'll deny me before the cock crows thrice. That's a hard thing to believe. The Lord knows everything. Isn't it something? When you think about God knowing everything, think about it. Jeremiah, before you was formed in your mother's belly, I knew you. He knows everything. The discerning, the thoughts, the intents of the heart, the soul and spirit completely divided by the word of God. Nothing is hid, no creature. You can't hide a snake or hide under a rock. All years ago, when I was a little boy, even living in Barbersville, Kentucky, they thought I was crazy, probably. I liked to hunt snakes. I did. I was crazy. Anything that moved, I wanted to get a hold of it. Down in Pineville, Kentucky, Lord, come up that hill there, over there around Newtown. Here's a big snake, and somebody ran over, and it's still, I got a hold of it. Lord, here was a big copperhead. Oh, I come down from off of the Pine Mountain a little bit, probably wasn't about maybe 10 years old at that. Well, it was up there picking berries, the dog over there barking, and what it was, a big rattlesnake over there. Well, we stoned him a little bit, got him pretty good. I got him, I come through that town. I can tell you, there wasn't nobody wanting to shake my hand. I can tell you that right now. Oh, do you hear me? What? Come on. Come on. What's wrong with this little fella? But we got people in church today handling snakes. One guy over here in Middleboro, I think Kentucky, whatever, it bit him and he died. Do you hear me? I can tell you, when that serpent bit who? Paul the Apostle. What did he do? It was a viper. And shook it off. Amen to God. He shook it off. He shook it off. And they thought surely those ladies, those men there, Paul Barons, whatever, they thought surely he escaped the sea. He got out of that. He made it out of there. And all that. But here now, we're going to watch him swell up and die. He's going to swell up and die because they apparently knew that snake. They knew what it was. The viper, if it bit people there, I can tell you, they didn't run to the doctor. It might have been a witch doctor or something, but they died. They knew that snake could kill you. Well, when it bit Paul, he just shook it off. Well, I'm telling you, that old serpent, the devil, hear me what I'm saying? He is out to bite you, and he'll put his filthy paw. Come on now, I'm telling you. Come on, church. Let's go on to the perfection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's say, Lord God, we're running around doing so much wasted time. You know, you think about it. I said to you, love, this revival, we started almost 2 weeks ago. We was going Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Well, praise God, whatever God wants, that's what we want. As many that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. They're the daughters of God, children of God. But I'm asking you, all this revival, I believe about every one of us in here has backsliding family. Hear me what I'm saying? You know somebody backslide. Is that right? You know somebody out there, even on drugs and alcohol. But I can tell you, we are laborers together with God. What is God saying? That harvest is great, but that devil has a short time. Don't we know the same thing? We have a short time to get them in to this kingdom of God.
Amen.
How many people? I'm an evangelist. And I mean this. I see this. I don't want to be ignorant of the devil's devices. Do you hear me? I mean, the sister here has a store. Well, I can tell you, if every time you went down there, there's a closed sign on it, I'd do why you quit going there. Hear me what I'm saying? Closed, and after you can leave it closed, you may find out if you know how come it's closed. If you don't, you might as well get thinking, keep this out of business. Hear me what I'm telling you, at 12 years old, he can be about the Father's business. Why can't we be about the Father's business? I think about those coal miners. They go in those caves. those mines, call them caves, whatever. And I'll tell you, I was looking out that fellowship window here the other morning. I saw a man pull up over there. He got out. He's tall. He's walking. And I watched him, you know, right behind this the fellowship. And I saw black all over him. I tell you what he's been. He's been back in that mine working all night long. And when he come out of there, it was dark in that all that night. When he came out, he saw the daylight. Do you hear me? He comes home wore out and weary. God help us. Let us not grow weary in well doing. My God, the laborers are few, but the harvest is great. If that man can spend 8 and 10 hours, miles back under the earth, trying to make a living, getting coal, black, tarred, wore out, where is God's church? That's a glorious church that says we're on fire. We want souls, Lord God.
Amen.
A lot of you here know miners. That's how a lot of people's made a living around here. There you go. Well, he probably knows what I'm talking about. There's a sister here, her husband. I was talking with him. I believe it's, help me, Lord, with names. There we go. Hallelujah. Anyway, I was talking to him. And he told me he worked in those mines. He worked in those mines. And he said he stood there. And it's the mercy of God. All of a sudden, it caved in. And he saw his friend. Died right there. Just died right there. Oh, Lord God. He's still working that mine, I guess. Trying to make a living. Trying to make a living. Do you hear me? Hear me? Well, I can tell you. What we need to do is start putting those plows into that field. We need to start sowing. Somebody's got to water. Somebody's got to sow. God give us the increase so when we stand before Him, we can say we've been wise. We've won souls.
Amen.
He came for a short time. But He left the church to do that work. Amen. Working in that field. You know, some of us, we can do as much to tear the kingdom of Satan down by just spending on our knees praying, interceding for those lost souls, praying for those lost souls. Why? Satan is out to destroy them. I'm not trying to get a man saved tomorrow. I want him saved today.
Amen.
For the day is the day of salvation. The one of the worst words the church can use, tomorrow. How many people this morning never woke up to see that sun? And they weren't 80, 90, 100 years old. 20, 30, 10, 15, 18. The devil is taking who he can. Look at our children. Their minds are full of corruption and body, and they don't understand it. Somehow the world's getting a little smarter. They're saying what they're watching, what they're seeing is violence. And the more they watch it, the more they act upon it. What you set before your face and behold, it will become an effect to you. Amen. I was in the house. I wasn't in the shower. One of the that might have been the shower. And I'm in there just having a wonderful time getting washed up, clean, because this flesh will stink after a while. And I'm in there all in all. And I believe it was either in the living room or in that shower. I just don't remember which. But anyway, the Lord spoke to me. And He said to me, be careful what you allow in your spirit. You let a little bitterness get in there. You let a little bit of anger get in there. You get a little forgiveness in there. And next thing you know, that devil's getting a stronghold. He's going to keep it at. It don't look too bad at the beginning. Oh, it's not that bad. I'll pray to get through this. But the longer you let it go on, the longer you let it go on, let it go long on, I'm telling you, the stronghold is getting more. More and more and more. And after a while, your mind is totally, Lord, God, it's trouble, it's bother, it's this, it's that, it's this. I can tell you, hear me tonight. This word said God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. I'm afraid this is going to happen. I'm afraid that's going to happen. I'm afraid. Listen to me tonight. Listen to me careful. On that floor, under the power of the Holy Ghost, God spoke to me some years ago. I mean, I thought I was going to expose, and he said, I have put the power of life and death in your tongue. Use it wisely. You can curse yourself with it.
Yes.
My God. You come on, church. How do you know it's in the Word of God? I think I'm going to get cancer. I think, oh, what is happening? I'm about ready to die. You think it long enough and it's going to happen. Do you hear me? No, God's given me a mind. The mind of what? Love, power, sound mind. When the devil comes, don't talk with him. Rebuke him. Lord God, hear me what I'm saying. Don't let him sit down at the table and eat with you. Because I can tell you, Judas sat down at the table and talked with Christ. And all of a sudden, Satan entered into that man. Is that right? Listen, church. If we believe this book, God said you can believe it all you want until you do what it says. Being a doer. When we allow sin in our homes, don't you think it's just not going to stay in that television?
Come on, brother.
It's going to get in your ears. It's going to get in your spirit. I mean it. I know. I got this little clicker here. We got what you call a little Walmart little antenna. It don't go too far. But anyway, I don't want to go too far anyway. Anyway, I'm watching there, and I turn it there, and all of a sudden, and you try to get to make sure you don't see nothing bad, and all of a sudden you just turn it there and turn the news on, and all of a sudden, dear Lord, Lord help us. Out comes a cuss word. I mean anymore, cussing is just plain cussing. It don't mean nothing to nobody. You turn it on there, every commercial. There's a woman almost naked there.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Woman with woman. Men with us. I said, dear Lord, you can't even turn this television on without seeing the devil.
That's true.
Come on now, it's true.
It's true.
I said, and I've seen it. I've turned it on and, well, you know, I see that. And I said, dear Lord, Linda, you know, I just was flipping there on that button. And I saw this thing look like the devil, evil, wicked, filthy, vulgar. Well, Lord, I said, Lord, forgive me. I go in there and pray. I start praying, and guess what? That devil's right in there reminding me what I saw. Come on now. It's like I saw it, and I went in there, and the devil's developing the picture right in there to my mind. Come on, it's the truth. And the way we wonder why we don't have the victory. It's the truth. I'm telling you the truth. I said sometime I felt like kicking that thing out. Well, that'd be up to you. Amen. I'm telling you. I turned that thing on just to watch the world news. Lord, I like to see what's going on in the world. Well, I know what's going on in the world. I'd just like to see some things about that, some countries and that. But then what we do, we come here, shout, speak in tongues, go home, and there sit our grandchildren. And you're paying for it.
That's right.
Amen.
You're literally paying to watch the devil destroy your children.
Come on.
Lord, you're giving me this. And then we wonder why our children are in there. And then we're praying, Lord, save them. How can I save them when you're rewarding them the filth and wickedness of them?
Woo, glory, come on. Come on. He's telling the truth.
It's the truth, Pastor.
The truth.
Yeah.
Well, I don't watch it. They do. It's in your house.
Yeah.
And once you let that go on, you may not think this, but the devil's done bound you.
Amen.
well, it's not that bad.
Yep.
Yeah. Booger man. He's just a booger man. He's more than that.
Yeah.
He can be an angel of light.
Yeah.
Amen. It's the truth. It's the truth.
Yep.
And then we wonder, where did you hear that word at? Don't you ever say that word again. If you do, I'll wash your mouth out with soap. Don't you know that's Jesus don't like that. Well, where'd you watch that at? I watched it on the television, Grandma. Oh. Well, don't watch that no more. The Lord says, oh, Lord. And we wonder why our homes are in the mess. It's like a wife that goes to church and when she comes home, she's trying to get that husband saved. And he sees what she's doing. She sits down and watches the same thing and all that and said, what's the difference? I want to share with this sister tonight. There was a woman, I may have shared it with Billy. There was a woman, she worked on the job. Listen to me. Your life will either make a reproach to Christ or won't. One good or bad. This woman working at the factory, she's working and all that. She claimed to be a Christian, on and on and so forth, etc., etc. And she's trying to, you know, get people saved. Your testimony will speak loud. Mm-hmm. Amen. And so one of the men that worked there was only a neighbor down the street, maybe 3-4 houses down. And she kept adding, go to church, go to church, go to church, go to church. He got tired listening to it. He got tired listening to it. And Sunday morning, he's got his truck, he's got his bass boat, he's back and he's worked all week long, he wants to go fishing. He starts backing his boat out and she's seen him and she said, whoa, 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 whoa. Here she comes. He said, oh, here she comes again. Just kept on to that neighbor. Woo! He said, oh boy. Got it. He got finally tired of it. He rolled the window down. She said, won't you come to church? Won't you come to church? Won't you come to church? He said, I'm going to tell you. He said, the only difference between you and me, you go to church and I go fishing. What do you mean? You're the same person I am on that job. What he was saying, I know what I am. You laugh at the same jokes. Come on now. Talk the same talk we do at the job. The only difference, you want to go to church Sunday. I want to go fishing. I hope you got a hold of that. Amen. Why do I want to go to church when you are just like me?
Ooh, my. Come on, tell it, brother.
I'm going fishing. And that's what happened to those disciples. Those disciples, after he appeared to them twice, I believe, Peter said to those disciples, I'm going fishing. And they said, we'll all go with you. Amen. It went back to what he used to be. Amen. The backslider will go back to what he used to be. He will. As the dog returns to its vomit, as the sow back to the marrow, what it is, you go back to the nature you used to be. Amen. It's true, church. It's in this book. And so what happened? They're out there fishing, toiled all night long, and all of a sudden, standing on that bank, children, have you caught anything? He's loving them. So we've toiled all night, caught nothing. Nevertheless, cast your net on the right side. At natural, and they cast it on the right side. Help us, help us. 153 fish. That's two of saved souls. Be a fisherman of souls. Amen. Launch your net out into the deep for a drought. They begin to pull it in, and when they brought it in, he said, bring forth. What he was going to bring that catch over here. And not only that, there's fish and bread on that fire. Peter, when he heard it was the Lord, he throwed a coat around him and jumped into the water. Let's put on the robe of righteousness. Let's be clothed with Christ. Amen. Let's have that robe without spot, wrinkle, blemish, or any such thing. Why? Because when he comes, there's a robe of white. And that white, don't let it get spotted. Do you hear me? One thing, white is so beautiful, but the least little black spot will show an attraction. Let there be no spot on your blemish. No blemish, no spot. Amen? And then they knew it was the Lord. The children, he shared it, and the last few words, as he went up, those angels said, why do you men stand here gazing? You ever seen anybody walk around with their head in the clouds?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that? You ever said, if you don't put your head down, you're going to drown because your nose is up and the water's going in it. You know what I'm saying? You know what drowns a person? Not really. I know it's water. You know how they drown? You know how they get? They fear, and they begin to try to breathe under that water for air. Amen. Amen. Holy Ghost, breathe on us. Let us be filled with your spirit and the power of your might. That mind, bring it into captivity. Bring it in. Pulling down the imaginary, the strongholds. And put your mind centered on Christ. If you don't, it will become a playground and the devil will have you. I'm telling you. It's the truth. It's the truth. Amen. And you say, well, what do you do? I'll tell you what to do. Get in this word.
Amen.
Turn that trash off. And get into something that will give you a peace of mind that passes all understanding. And then when the devil comes, you don't say, oh, the devil, the devil. Amen. Satan, in the name of Jesus, get thee out of here.
Amen.
But you can't do it when the devil's got a hold of you. It's one thing it on the outside, but when it gets on the inside. Amen?
Amen.
Brother Billy, would you come?
Amen.
To God be the glory.